Hey guys, first of all, thank you for the amazing response to my previous episode. It's Tuesday and I welcome you to the Let's Talk Digital show with Official Gaurang. Today, we'll be talking about the various social media platforms and why and how to use it for your brand building and brand creation. Now, there are various aspects which go along with it and it varies from industry to industry and client to client. Sometimes the digital strategy is also created around the vision and mission of the company or the person of interest. In this digital age where everyone knows about Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, etc., not every business or individual utilizes its potential to its maximum. You might have heard many people say that they have tried advertisement in Facebook for a month or two, but they didn't get any response on the same and hence will suggest you not to waste money on digital ads, but instead shell out double the amount for a tiny space in a local newspaper on a random page number, only to be overlooked by 50% of the readers, 30% will just have a glance over it, and the remaining 20% will read, in which only 2% will think and maybe, just maybe, 1% will respond to your call to action. Now, let's take a step back and calm ourselves down and think. Facebook.com is the largest social media platform in the world with over 2.45 billion monthly active users. And you really think that it won't have someone from your target demographic? If that's the case, then you need to check your created ad and the targeting done for the same and will optimize it. I guess that's enough for now about what's right and what's wrong. For now, let's talk about what's upcoming and how should you allocate your budgets to different social media platforms. Please note that I am currently talking in terms of pure brand building and age demographics. There are no performance related issues and specific industry related solutions being covered here today. If you cater to people of all ages and in particular above the age of 30, then the safest platform for you to place your money on for advertisement would be Facebook. Since over the years, the social media platform, which was previously perceived to be only for college students and teenagers, has aged up, and now the majority of monthly active users are between the age of 30 to 64. If you cater to the audience, which is between the age of 18 to 35, then Instagram is the right choice with over 71% users of the popular photo video sharing social network are under the age of 35. Instagram is a very good platform for personal brand building and also for launching a new brand, which is generally catering the younger generation. You can also experiment and reap benefits by exploring influencer marketing and affiliate marketing. Since you have numerous options among the micro-influencers and the influencers, you also have a higher chance of reaching out to new and unique audiences. Now, talking about TikTok. TikTok was the underdog of apps in 2019, along with also being the most downloaded app in Q1 of 2019. And if you think that TikTok has no value for your business, then you surely are wrong. Currently, with just over 500 million monthly active users, this app is the best option for all the businesses whose end consumers are between the age of 14 to 24. Since individuals in that age group influence their parents into buying various products or services, they can also influence them into buying products which are specifically targeting them. Even if you don't cater to that age, it would be very beneficial for you in the long run if you join the app, build content for it, and advertise on the same. Please invest your time into understanding this app and figuring out how to best utilize it for your own brand and business. Currently, the most beneficial platform to gain traction and reach a wider audience, that too for free of cost, is LinkedIn. The organic reach of LinkedIn is bonkers right now, and compared to the other social media platforms, it's the best. And specifically, if you can create and post regular content on it, you can easily build a better network and gain clients as well. Now, the quality of the clients will considerably be better than the ones you get through the paid advertisements on the other social media network. So, what are your thoughts on the same? And let me know what would you and how would you use TikTok for your brand. Thank you for listening. And if you have any questions, feel free to contact me in any of the following social media platforms. For Instagram, it's @officialgorang. For Twitter, it's @askgorangyt. You could also email me at gorang@creazon.in. Stay tuned for the next episode of Let's Talk Digital Show with Official Gorang. See you the next time.